This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Guaranteed, the good day way to start the day will make it a better day if you're starting your day. Thank you. If you aren't starting your day and you're still hanging around, good for you. 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. And Ken Kessler, Mr. McFadden, is gone.
And forgotten. But we have a replacement.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. Say hello to the new co-host.
Hi, Siri.
Siri, say hello.
Hello.
He's shy.
I'm looking at the leaves as they turn here.
Oh, I'm
yesterday,
so jealous.
I took a plane ride. I piloted a plane.
How was it? You did your lesson yesterday.
2 hours. I flew over the farms, looked down, and it was, at first, I don't know if panic is the right word.
I'd poop on myself, I'm
holding on to this stick. The kid that's the flying instructor and up with me is 26 years old. Been flying since he was 16. And he's very confident, very easy, loves this plane. But I never felt what it was like to actually have the controls of a plane. So I'm.
Now, was Meredith with you at the time, or was
no?
It
she wouldn't go. No, she okay. had the last minute. She, and the plane's small; it's a 4-seater, but it's. I wouldn't sit in the back of it. It's claustrophobic city, but the glass is a big bubble over the cockpit, so you can see everything. And I'm banking at 35 degrees and looking down over the side and holding onto the stick. And then he said, "Well, here's how it works." He said, "Just let go." I let go. He let go. And the plane sort of started to crawl up a little bit. There was a little turbulence at lower altitude, so we went up to 4,500 feet and flew above the clouds. And it was so smooth, and I learned how to do the trim and learned how, you know, it really is, once you understand the principles of it. Well, I don't know if, I'm not sure I loved it, because when I came back down, it took me 3 or 4 hours. It actually took me to about last night to calm down. Whatever it was, I haven't sweat that much for a long
anxiety.
Time.
Anxiety, I'm sure, yeah.
But yet, there's the wonderful feeling. I'm thinking these guys who are pilots of these big commercial airliners and what they must feel. I mean, it becomes old hat if you do it every day. But it just felt like something that was not like of this world, even. It was just superb.
So will you do it again?
Yeah, I'd do it again.
Okay.
Yeah, I would do it again, one way or the other. All right, so let's see.
Okay, and you made it home safe.
Oh, it was great. I told you, when I got home, I went out and chopped corn and did my usual thing, tripping around in the field. It's wonderful. I had my wits about me and my body about me.
That's right.
Yes. All right, so Halloween will be in the news. We get closer and closer and closer to the end of the month. Halloween parades. You having a Halloween parade in Los Angeles?
I'm having a Halloween party that I invited you to. That's
you invited me to your Halloween party?
Yes, I sent you an invite.
Do I have to dress up?
Of course you do.
What would I dress up? What do you think would be a good
costume? Well, you have that wig, don't you? Don't you have that terrible
wig
you bought to go to my mom's party?
Oh, yeah. That's right, too. I went to a Halloween party at Jennifer's mother's house a number of years ago, and your father and I went to the store.
It was her birthday. It was her 60th birthday that you came
to. Oh, is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah, and you had to dress up 60 style.
Right. So your father and I went to get hairdos.
Yeah, you got wigs. I think my dad had an afro, and you had some sort of weird, dark Justin Bieber wig.
Yeah, mine was infested with something, I think. I aged for weeks after that.
Yeah, but I invited you to my Halloween party.
Is there a picture of that somewhere around? You can bribe me, probably.
It's hysterical. No, me dressed as a flower child, and then with my dad with his afro, and you with your wig. Yeah, I'll dig it out.
Yeah.
Be perfect. We can recirculate.
Right. So the Halloween poll today at DougSteffen.com. We're 2 weeks from Halloween. Are you planning to dress up? Let's see how that shook out.
I'm going to be a mob wife.
A mob wife. Good. Okay. There's an idea for you, Meredith. You can go to the mob. We're going to a Halloween party. You can go as a mob wife.
That's awesome. And you could be a pimp. It'll be perfect.
Oh, it'd be great. Yeah. That'd be wonderful.
Nice.
Are you planning to dress up is the question. I doubt it. 38% of you said that. 22% said, yes, I do every year. 21% said, I haven't decided yet. 19% said, no. No. No Halloween for me. It's for kids.
Come on.
Yeah, he's going to dress up as Charlotte. Now, another thing that is part and parcel of conversation today that is not about Ebola and it's not about what's going on in the Middle East, because there's nothing really new. Ebola is still a big problem. Middle East is still a big problem. That hasn't changed, folks, since yesterday. So I can underscore all of this stuff that everybody else is talking about, but what does it get us? Where are we? The day people are theorizing. Now, I'm no economist. But the markets, I'm not, no. But I actually, I have common sense when it comes to things. I've learned the hard way also in buying and selling on the stock market. And I know that as a small investor, you get it in the neck frequently. And so as small investors fled the stock market yesterday, a lot of people put a lot of money into bonds. The global economic slowdown is intensifying because there is no leadership. This is the story about Ebola that is important today. There is no leadership, so the Ebola situation is getting out of hand, or at least if you read the newspaper, watch television, listen to the radio news, it's out of control. I don't know that.
Well,
it
you
is.
Know how you can tell that is that President Obama, instead of fundraising yesterday, took the day off, which never happens, so that he can focus on Ebola.
Really? Took the day off from golf?
No, he took it from fundraising. He's supposed to go to New York for a fundraiser and took it off so he could focus on Ebola because he's 3 weeks away from an election. That shows you there was no leadership on it.
Right. So I asked the question earlier on whether your decisions at the voting booth when you go or if you've already gone will have anything to do with leadership, the party that's leading. Both of them are not leading. Neither of them.
Nobody trusts anybody anymore.
Right. So well, then where do we go? Where do we find solutions? And that's the question that everybody is asking. I think that's the important question here. And so there.
You know, and the sad thing is, Dougie, is that there are people out there who would be great candidates who just simply can't afford to run.
Right.
And make a bit. You know, we have an example in California. There, Neil Kashkari is running against Jerry Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's invested half, 50% of his worth. He's worth $4 million. He spent $2 million of his own dollars on this campaign. And he's going to, I mean, I predict he'll maybe get 30% of the vote if he's lucky.
Yeah.
You know, because you have these career politicians, everybody knows their name. How do you ever run against that unless you have a ton of cash?
Mm-hmm. You don't. And that's we've ruined the system. Kenny, you started to say something.
Oh, I was just saying you can't.
Yeah.
You can't. No. Regular people can't. It's regular people can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy might be great. You know, this Neil Kashkari is he's a good candidate for California because he's socially very liberal. He's for gay marriage. He's for abortion, but he's fiscally conservative. So he's actually someone that might work in California as a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just no way. I mean, there's no way that you could unseat someone like Jerry Brown. And that's too bad. That's when we need to talk about election reform and perhaps giving people a set amount of money to run on as part of just what they get for becoming a candidate.
If you are not busy tonight and you're not interested in politics, you might want to go to a lecture on Islamophobia called The Muslims Are Coming! The Muslims Are Coming! The Muslims Are Coming!
Where, pray tell, is this lecture being held?
This is at the Mid-Manhattan Library in New York City. Arun Kundanari is the lecturer, and the focus is The Problem in America of Islamophobia. Subtitled, The Muslims Are Coming! The Muslims Are Coming! The Muslims Are Coming! The Muslims Are Here! What's the problem? Problem with Muslims? Problem with the fringe elements? I thought it was interesting. I had mentioned earlier that I watched the highly touted HBO encounter between Ben Affleck and Bill Maher on his program last week. Which is syndicated on HBO, and then they play it over and over and over and over and over again on the various HBO channels. It's usually done, I think, live Friday night. So, anyway, the discussion about Muslims, what the problem is with them, how to handle them, got out of control, kind of. It wasn't handled well because Maher didn't read Ben Affleck's body language particularly well. And there was another guy who written named Sam Harris. I don't know that much about him. Do you know anything about him?
Not much, no.
A writer and complainer, pretty much the same as Maher.
Complainer.
Gotten as much,
That's why he's on that show.
Yeah, right, exactly. He's all complaining all the time.
You know, I have to give props to Ben Affleck, though, for a couple of things.
Yeah.
And that, you know, I'm not, I didn't agree with what he said. I didn't agree with...
Muslims?
On a very basic level, I agreed with what he said, but I don't think it was based in reality. I don't think it was... I don't know. But I, what I will say is that I give him credit for being such a well thought out... He provides a good argument. He's well thought out. He's well read. And you don't find that a lot in the celebrity world. I mean, how long is it going to take him to run for office? Another...
Ben Affleck wants to run for senator in Massachusetts.
Oh, he's going to, and he'll win. Absolutely.
Yeah, oh, yeah, easily. But his language was a little salty, but that's what Mara's all about. You know, there's nothing
to hold back to this table.
Yeah, it's HBO.
HBO. So let's have it. All right. The other thing having to do with Halloween, if I can go backwards just for a moment, we have a story at DougStephan.com today about clowns.
Oh, scary.
Well, that's the thing. Yesterday we had something. All of a sudden, there are all these scary clowns. Kenny, what the heck's going on?
I don't think it's anything recent. I think it's getting into the news media more. But I think there have been people who've been afraid of clowns for a long time. And they've popped up in horror movies and scary stories. Stephen King had one like 30 years ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but now we seem to be paying more attention to it for whatever the reason is you have suggested. We have a story today at DougStephan.com about some of the real clowns. The essence of the story is looking at clowns yesterday and looking at clowns today. Clowns are more often associated with fear than good times. When I was a kid, Clarabelle was fun. Now... clowns, and this is because of the movies, I didn't mention anything else, right?
Well, this latest thing is because of the new season of American Horror Story, which has a very sinister and bad clown on it. And
well, and don't forget, did you guys hear about the clowns in Northern California that are actually committing crimes?
Yes.
Yeah.
We talked about that the other day. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, there's that, too. The criminal clowns aren't any fun.
Who's afraid of the big bad clown, the big bad clown, the big bad clown? Are you afraid of clowns is the question, the poll question today at DougStephan.com. A, yes, I can't stand them. B, sometimes they give me the creeps. C, depends on the clown. D, not at all. I love clowns. Clowns were supposed to be, I thought originally, were supposed to be fun. Thus, I make the reference back again to Clarabelle, about whom we were talking the other day. So I guess now, can we tell the time, Clarabelle? What time is it?
This is Nick.
Yo, Nick. Hey, what's up, man?
From beach to classroom, early mornings, 5 days a week. That's why he stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help his engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. So Nick's mornings go a little easier. At least until his students get to class.
Take your seats.
Nick is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
And now another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business cards?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcards?
Yep.
Lawn signs?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochures?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Shit. Didn't we delete those?
Why would we? Oh.
We also have shredders. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples. Make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline. 140 years under the hood.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money. So I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance.
Which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
Oh, I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you can save.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Well, it's time now for our One Hit Wonder contest. This is a song by a group that
yes,
only
it is, Dougie.
One hit. It is a song. You can be
let
sure.
Let me introduce you all to Captain Obvious.
Wait just a second. Calm down, will you? Please don't overplay your part. You're supposed to be supporting me, not making
this
fun of me.
Is a microphone.
This is the headphone. These are the cord we're going to wrap around your throat.
Hey.
Oh, wait a minute. Stand by.
No threats. No
all right, crank this up, Michael. Somebody's watching me. A lot of people thought this was Michael Jackson.
Sure did.
So who is it for the swell prize, which is a CD of one-hit wonders, chock-a-block full of one-hit wonder songs? The song was number one, big blockbuster hit during this week in 1984. Would you like to call us now with the identity of this? Yeah, this is actually, I thought it was appropriate to call it a group, and I do that because there's sort of a lot of musical support behind the major voice here, but this is actually a one-hit wonder single artist. 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder person. Real name is Kennedy William Gordy. He was the son of Barry Gordy and Margaret Norton. Secured his recording contract under a fictitious name so he wouldn't be accused of nepotism. His father was not impressed with his musical talent. His half-sister is actress Rhonda Ross, daughter of Diana Ross. Childhood friends Michael and Jermaine Jackson sang Back Up, good duck, backup vocal. That's why this sounds like Michael Jackson, because, in fact, it is.
It's very close, yeah.
Yeah, right, mm-hmm. But it isn't. His most recent marriage lasted from 2010 to 2013, longer than his musical career. So what name, what pseudonym, what nom de plume did this fellow use? Real name, Kennedy William Gordy. And by the way, the Kennedy came because his father was a big fan of John Kennedy. Anyway, who is this? 888-302-3684. Crank it up, Michael. What? What happened? Song over?
Michael, I know you're getting old because it's your birthday and you're hard of hearing.
Break her on the phone. working two jobs because Richie's not there today. Nice going.
Blame it on Rich.
All right. Blame it on Rich. Throw him under the bus. He's probably listening right now. The bus has big tires.
Oh, he doesn't care about us. He's going to Turks and Caicos.
Right. All right, let's see here. We'll try Grover first. Grover, don't everybody else go away.
Oh, my gosh. Are you the Grover from Sesame Street?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
I bet nobody's ever said that before.
I know. Don't
Never.
Hate me.
No. Your name's not Grover Washington Jr., is it?
No, it's not.
No, okay.
Aww.
All right, this gets boring after a while, probably. All right, so you're in Oregon?
Especially for poor Grover.
Where are you?
I'm in Arkansas.
Arkansas. Close to Oregon. All right, so what's the name of the singer here?
Is it Rockwell?
Say that again?
Is it Rockwell?
How do you spell it?
R-O-C-K-W-E-L-L.
Yes.
Yay!
That is correct. Sometimes with those southern accents, I don't always get the...
Oh, come on. He got it right. It's spot on.
Did it sound like Rockwell when he said the first time?
You're the only one that can hear it.
Wait a minute. Stand by. He's yelling at me. What do you think of this insubordination, Grover? Should I fire them all?
Yeah, fire them all.
Fire them up. Would you like to try out as a...
I thought we had some going here, Grover. Come on.
Would you like to try for the job, Grover? How would you do as a radio pronouncer?
I don't know. I'm a teacher, so I think I've got experience.
What do you teach?
I teach English.
So did I. I taught English for 4 years, so you'd be great on the radio. You all always correcting everybody's grammar, and they all hate you because of it?
No, I'm more of a writing person.
Oh, you are? Okay. Hmm. Well, I'm one of those grammarians, and I like to correct everybody's English.
Oh,
all right, stand by. Grover, you're going
good
to get
job.
The Best Swell Prize 28 After on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, after a meal or a drink, it's not unusual to see cats lick their lips and wash off the fur surrounding their mouths. Contrary to what most owners believe, lip licking isn't restricted to cleaning activities. Sometimes it indicates that a cat is a little nervous or distracted by something going on around her. However, it's important that owners should always be on the lookout for abnormal amounts of licking around the mouth. Many, many, many cats suffering from some form of dental pain will spend more time licking or pouring around their face and jaws. Some studies actually suggest, listen to this, it's amazing, that over 90% of all cats will develop some type of dental or periodontal disease by the time they're 3 years old. So observe your cat carefully. She may be telling you she needs to go see the veterinarian or get some dental work. You know, they're not in the wild anymore. They're not chasing down animals. We feed them. So making sure your cat's teeth are kept clean are really, really important. If you notice a pouring in her mouth, it could be trying to distress herself, but it also could mean a trip to the vet is necessary. Don't put it off. It could save your cat's life. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Are you concerned about the effect bug-repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. Cedarside carries a suite of pest control products made from all-natural cedar oil. They kill and repel a variety of bugs, yet they're not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. To order, go to Cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464. Cedarside, effective pest control that's safe for people, pets, and premises.
This weekend at Guitar Center, it's our biggest guitar, amp, and effects sale of the year. More than 300,000 instruments will be marked down below our everyday unbeatable prices. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save at least 15% on select guitars, basses, and amps $299 and up. Get deals like $300 off an American-made Gibson Les Paul. Take over 40% off on Fender All-Tube Vaporizer Combo Amps. And save up to 60% on Charvel Electric Guitars. Don't miss Guitarathon, only at Guitar Center, now through November 2nd, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Here and here. GC.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Department, you need to know what's going on. You've come to the right place. We actually have a clue here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program as to what's going on here, there, and everywhere, or as far as we can reach out with our tentacles. Our tentacles belonging to Jennifer Horn. She's got long tentacles.
I do.
Ken Kessler also has long tentacles. Michael's taking your calls at 888-302-3684, should you have them. So the president is remaining at the White House today to direct the response to the Ebola virus.
Isn't that nice of him to take the day off?
No golf today.
Yeah.
No fundraising today.
All of his favorite things.
Down to business. Right. Hey, wait a minute. You've heard that the House is in recess because a few of them are running for re-election, right?
Yes, I've heard that.
Got that? All right. So now, but there's a hearing on the Hill today. If they're on recess, who's going to be there to hear what the director of the CDC says about the disease? He's testifying at a hearing. So who's running the hearing, excuse me, if Congress is on recess?
Congress is always on recess. They must be prepared for stuff like this.
Mm.
They're never there, are they?
All right. So it was last week when the announcement was made that there will be screenings today. Screenings for travelers from these areas where there's a problem. It's taken them this long. The screenings didn't begin until this morning at Dulles, at Newark, at O'Hare, and at Atlanta. It took them a week to get it together.
A week and a half. It was supposed to start last Saturday, wasn't it?
Unbelievable, these people.
And then people wonder why no one trusts the government, because they just can't get it together.
Okay, today there are new versions of the iPad expected to be announced. Big event in California. Google also preparing an update of the Android mobile software. That announcement will be made, I think, on Friday, which would be tomorrow, right? Mañana.
All
right, yeah. So where will that? What's the expectation there, Kenny? This would be affecting people like me that have Samsungs and that kind of stuff.
In a box, it's going to affect people that actually carry the Samsungs with them, Dougie.
Oh, really? Even as a user?
Your phone, the one that's just wrapped up, it's
fine. Stop making fun of me. I have them.
Is it Samsung that's making the announcement, or is this a Google thing?
No, this is a Google thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I had heard Samsung is working on technology that will increase their Wi-Fi capability 5 times.
Really? What would that mean? Cool. You get 5 times better service on an airplane if you're 35,000
feet? Upload, download things.
Really?
Lightning fast speed.
Right. Yeah. So this is the version 5.0 of its Android operating system called Lollipop. Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop. The company, remember when Limbaugh used to use the term lollipop to refer to Barney Frank? Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, lollipop. The company describes the update as a quantum leap forward, thanks to its revamped design and new features. Android has an 84% share of the smartphone market. So an iPhone's not a smartphone?
Yeah, an iPhone is a smartphone.
So how do
they have two operating systems. One is Apple, and one is a Google-based operating system.
Hmm. The chief of engineering at Android is Hiroshi Lockheimer. What an interesting name.
Mm-hmm.
Japanese and German. That's a combination for you. World War III. What do you think that? Seriously. The guy's name is Hiroshi Lockheimer.
He's Germanese.
Germanese. Why didn't I think about that?
I don't know.
Thank you, Jennifer.
That's why I'm here, sir.
This one device, he says, should work for various scenarios in your life. Your personal life, your business life, everything all wrapped into one in this new technology. So how do you decide? This is for people who are listening to this and they go, wait a minute. We got the iPhone over here. I wonder if there are many people who have both of these systems. Have an iPhone Apple system and have a, let's say, a Samsung Droid system.
I know one. He's my friend, Christian Wheel, who does a lot of web stuff. He's a tech nerd, so he has multiple devices.
Right. Yeah. And he has both of them.
He does.
If you're in the business, I can understand
that. He likes
that.
Google. See, the real computer techies like Google because you can do more to manipulate the phone.
Can't you use Google on an iPhone? Any of the Apple stuff? Yes, you can, because I have my iPad.
Well, you can use
Google,
but it's not a Google-based operating system.
Really?
Right.
Right.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop.
Does this help ease your brain? So
lollipop, lollipop, oh, lollipop.
Gotta watch Wapner.
Back around to some semblance, to some paradigm that I can understand. Lollipop, lollipop. All right, so anyway, that's the news from Google and from Apple. Meanwhile, Hurricane Gonzo. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's Gonzalo.
Oh.
Right?
Is it Gonzo or is it Gonzalo?
No, it's a Category 4 storm today heading toward Bermuda. With any luck at all, it'll go to the Turks and Caicos and wipe out the weekend for Rich.
Oh, don't say that.
He's kidding. What? He's
what? That's so mean.
Really? You think that's too mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if it's Category 4.
Yeah, we don't want to, like, cause them any harm.
Category 1 is given
a tropical storm.
This is the only real hurricane in the Atlantic Ocean that I can remember other than we had a little one in June, right?
They rescued that guy in the bubble, right?
Yeah, that was the other. That was last week.
The guy that was running to Bermuda. Yeah, from me. And he got lost. He's asking people for directions.
Help! Just visualize that. Yesterday, flying that airplane, I honestly thought about this guy for a moment because I was sort of in a bubble. This is a new little single-engine four-seater plane, and the cockpit is just a big bubble, and it's not the normal. It's the stick thing, not the, you used to be able to have a half a steering wheel. I know I'm sounding pretty silly. It's cumbersome for me to describe it, but this is just a joystick. And that's what you get up there and you're forward, you go down, pull it back, you go up. I'm digressing.
I am censoring my jokes right now.
Good.
Ahead.
Thank you. It would be very good of you to do
good work.
Yeah. Anyway, so the storm heading toward Bermuda looks like it could be dangerous. This has been fiddling around. It's way out in the Atlantic, though. It's a different track than most. But the swells and the surf will hit the East Coast. The weather that we have here actually today in New England is going to be a result of, and New York as well, Hurricane Gonzalo. The weather is dark, and there is heavy rain that's predicted. When you get these associations of hurricanes, the heavy rain lasts for about 3 or 4 hours, and it's gone. Done. And by this afternoon, the sun will be out. But it looks right now, looking outside at the pasture here on the farm, it is very dark, very heavy, and that is the entrail
of this
right? hurricane. It's 71 degrees right now. At this hour of the day, that's unheard of at this time of year. Very heavy, the air is just swollen with sweat. How's that for, huh? Is that good choice of words?
Ebola patient.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, that's the story on Hurricane Gonzalo, for those who are wondering. The Frontier jet that carried the Ebola patient made 5 more flights that day.
Yeah.
Before anybody figured out that it had, I mean, they didn't know what the story was with her.
You know what? I know. She knew that she was exposed.
She knew, but she didn't tell anybody.
She knew she was exposed.
But she didn't tell anybody.
This is so irresponsible.
It
I mean,
really
we can throw
selfish.
The government. Yes, we can throw the government under the bus, but there is something called common sense and common decency. And this, I'm sorry. I don't have a lot of sympathy. I mean, I feel sorry for what she's going through, but get it. You know, I don't know why you can't just think and say, you know what? Gosh, I hope I don't have it, but just in case, I'm going to stay home.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
It is. Yep.
The fact that the CDC has to actually tell these people that they're going to go on a no-fly list now, it's just ridiculous that you wouldn't just automatically put yourself on the
Well, it's selfish. It's just the worst. It's the worst kind of humanity, frankly. The Netflix stock yesterday plunged 25%. There's going to be a story that Jennifer is going to have that will explain in the television report why it is that Netflix stock took a tumble yesterday. We'll have that story and other information from the world of television in just a matter of moments here on Good Day. Right now, as we think about fall, summer has gone bye-bye. We are 1 month, fully 1 month, into fall 2014. So you've had little time to recover. Your skin has had some time to recover. How's it doing? Bags, puffiness under your eyes that came about as a result of all that sun time, are they gone or you still have a problem? If you still have a problem, then I have a solution for the bags, the puffiness, lines around your eyes. Don't want them to look worse. You want them to go away, right? If you haven't heard me talking before about Genucel, Genucel is it's not a cream, it's a serum. It feels really interesting on your finger. It doesn't feel like water, it doesn't feel like greasy, it's very unusual. And it goes to work and extracts the water from the puffiness around your eyes. It extracts it so that things smooth out. That's how it works. Starts in 12 hours and works and works and works. I've been using it for months because I think that it's a cool way. Jennifer, you had some. It's a cool way to address this problem. And I, frankly, want to have a more youthful appearance. I don't like a lot of lines on my face. And so this is something that responds to that vanity, frankly. And I don't know if it's vain. You want to look good. Feel good and looking good is there's nothing wrong with that. So try Genucel. Absolutely risk-free, 800-543-9262. It gets to the problem of wrinkles around your eyes, bags, puffiness around your eyes. Try it now, 800-543-9262. Try it for a month. If it doesn't have the results that I'm suggesting, send it back, get your money back, bing, bang, boom, that's it. 800-543-9262. This is the way to say goodbye to ugly bags and puffiness. No operations necessary. That number for Genucel again, 800-543-9262.
This is Ann.
No good.
From the bakery to the market, morning after morning. For Ann's restaurant, the best special starts with today's freshest catch. And that's why she stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help her engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. Because Ann's already got enough on her plate.
Order up.
Ann is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
Daily Radio.
Science is all around us, and the new National Geographic Kids book, Try This, 50 Fun Experiments for the Mad Scientist in You, encourages kids to be curious. Glow-in-the-dark hands, rocket balloons, toothbrush robots. Who knew science could be such fun and so easy to explore? I'm Lee Wind, and I sat down with author Karen Romano Young, who wants kids to experiment, play, make a mess, share, laugh, and ooh and ah about science. When you're a scientist, not every experiment is a success, right?
Absolutely not. The scientists that I know, they say that if they're doing an experiment and they have a hypothesis of what's going to happen, and then they're right, it's not as interesting as when they're wrong.
Tell us about the example from your book, the lemon potato LED light.
There's a very popular experiment that involves a potato lighting a little LED. And theoretically, there's enough energy, there's enough juice inside a potato to light this thing. And you'll see it all over the internet. But sometimes it doesn't work, and they'll say, well, you might have an LED that takes a little bit more voltage, so you might try wiring together two potatoes. There's another version that involves lemons. Well, we started this off, we wired up a potato, no light. Wired up a lemon, no light. Tried two lemons, nope. Tried two potatoes, nope. By the time we got to the end, we had 12 lemons and 12 potatoes, and it didn't light. We had tried every possible way, and it didn't work. And so we came up with a solution for getting rid of the potatoes and lemons. You're going to have to look at the book to see how we did it, but it's really spectacular.
That's National Geographic Kids author Karen Romano Young speaking about her National Geographic Kids Try This, 50 Fun Experiments for the Mad Scientist in You. NGKidsTryThis.com has experiments, an educator's guide, and more of my discussion with Karen.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
I'll let Jennifer pick the order here. HBO in the news, television news, The Good Wife in television news, new TV show from NBC, Not So Fast, CNN, and layoffs. Who hosts the Oscars?
Let's start there. That's where we're starting.
All right, go ahead.
I like this story because I think it's a smart move.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Michael. Neil Patrick Harris is set to host the 2015 Oscars. I think this is a good choice. He's done the Emmy Awards twice, Tony Awards four times. He's ready, but he wasn't their first choice. Ellen DeGeneres passed on returning, really? And Julia Louis-Dreyfus was offered the gig and turned it down. So now Netflix is in the news. They had a big tumble with their stock prices yesterday, and the CEO came out and said, well, it's not that we over forecasted membership growth so much. It's the fact that these programming costs and positive reaction from their original series like Orange is the New Black, that interest has started to go down a little bit. So when you have
too much money,
exactly.
So although Friends is coming to Netflix.
Yeah,
huh?
But this is the big news. So they just signed a deal to get all of the Friends TV series. So if you want to binge watch the Friends people, you missed them, you can start doing that January 1st, 2015. Good way to start the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, NBC is interesting. You know, they're struggling to get back on top again. And NBC has been doing this thing where they actually axe shows before they even make it to the air. So the latest one to bite the dust is one that I was excited about. It was the Wizard of Oz event series called Emerald City. And that one got axed. Also, Mission Control, starring the girl from Don't Trust to Be in Apartment 23.
Was this supposed to be a comedy? Is that the reason it didn't? I mean, I'd like to see a drama based on this, frankly. But
you think?
Yeah, I think it was.
Well, I don't know if this was. I think this was more of a comedy, but really? It was supposed to debut in 2015 and it's been scratched. Now, bad news over at CNN. 8% of the staff of CNN has been laid off, and the latest victim of the cuts is Jane Velez Mitchell. She's a frequent guest to the Good Day Show. She's out, and the entertainment union as a whole has been disbanded over at Turner and CNN. Now, Dougie, you love The Good Wife.
Yes, I do.
Get ready to say goodbye to another character.
Bye-bye, Kalinda.
Archie Panjabi. She played Kalinda, yes, but since season one, and she's won an Emmy for the role. Will depart the series when her contract is up at the end of season six. This is according to TV Guide. She has a development deal with 20th Century Fox, so she's going to star in...
Oh, I thought she was going over to CNBC to work with Jay Leno on his car show.
Is that what you think?
Yeah.
Well, it is official. You know, the rumbling started last week. Jay Leno is returning. He confirmed that he's got a new primetime gig.
Good.
Jay Leno's Garage on CNBC.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, good job, Jennifer. You covered all the bases. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
51 after on Good Day.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
My money pit, your money pit, our money pit. We all have money pits. We all have our pits. Not sure which is the bigger problem. Money pits can smell pretty much the same as your armpit. Sometimes worse.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not sure too many people have started the program with you on it with that introduction, but at any rate, that's what I was thinking. Tom Kreidler is here, the second half or other half. He and Leslie, it's Tamelia Kreidler. Never mind. Leslie Segretti is the co-host. Money Pit Radio show is on every weekend around the country. Great radio stations carry it. It's chock-a-block full of information. You have a messy house, a stress-filled problem, fixing leaks in the roof, getting ready for the winter, all that good stuff or bad stuff, depending on how you interpret it. There are a lot of questions that come from our listeners. We're going to get some answers from Dr. K in just a second here on Good Day.
It was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
All right, let's get Tom's answer to some of the questions from some of you who have written in. Here's a lady named Samantha who says her house is a couple of years old, basement covered with a foil-type insulation. After a heavy rain, she noticed what appeared to be sweat or wet on the lower part of the wall. How could that be? She got a crack in the basement? Is that it already? Could that
well,
be
anytime
after
you have... Well, sure. I mean, most foundations have some number of cracks in them. Hairline cracks are pretty common and nothing to really worry about. But whenever you get water that follows a heavy rainstorm like that, it's always attributable to problems with drainage at the foundation perimeter. So we're talking about simple stuff here, Doug, like cleaning your gutter, something you have to do regularly this fall, if not throughout the year, extending those downspouts well away from the foundation. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, instead of typically it goes out 12 inches to 18 inches, I'm talking about 3 feet, 4 feet away. And then, of course, the last thing is make sure the grading slopes away. You know, sometimes folks do landscaping where they may put like a brick edge or something like that around a house, and that retains water. You need to have that soil slope away from the walls. If you keep that first 4 to 6 feet around your house draining properly, you won't have wet basement problems.
One of the things people don't understand either, and they may not ought to, they ought not to. That too. The idea, the concept of building on original ground.
Yeah.
Versus filled ground. I have
well,
a home
that's right.
That built on original ground that we filled in around it. If you don't build on original ground, you're asking not only for problems, excuse me, in the foundation,
but look at
the house settles and the ceilings crack. There are all kinds of things that can go on.
Well, remember, no matter whether you start with original ground or not, when you excavate for a basement, that first few feet around the house, it has to be excavated so you can build the walls, right? So that the soil that's put back there settles more so than the remaining soil on your lot. So that's why it has to be replenished from time to time, because it's still dirt.
I did not do that. I stripped the loam off. I built the house on original ground on the surface and then filled around it because we
went
moving.
Up from there.
Yeah. Went up from there. So when you came down my driveway, at the point where it straightened out, that used to go down another 4 feet. Filled in all of the stuff came from an excavation next door when I was building my house, dug out the pond, and just spread the stuff around, and that made it easy to have more of a perfect cellar. Yes. All right, quick question from a guy named Tyler. My dryer vent is on the opposite side of the room from the wall outlet vent hose kinks. Would it be okay to run PVC?
No, definitely not. You don't want to vent your dryer with PVC. It will melt.
Yeah.
So just use metal ducting. And the fewer bends you can put in that, the better. Because every time you bend the duct, it's equivalent to 20 feet of straight duct in terms of resistance.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that. Yeah, but you use that the crinkled up aluminum, whatever that stuff is.
Yeah, not a good idea.
That's not good either?
Solid metal duct whenever you can.
All right. Quack, quack. Tom Kreidler. And MoneyPit.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.